Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast today. You're about to listen to Leadership Today, Servant Leadership Today. My guest and co-host, Celia Swanson, welcome back.
Hello, Andy.
I'm just going to introduce you.
That's right.
Let's go. Now, we have got such a great podcast today. I want to tell you, Celia, as you all know, we talked much about her book. It's such a great book, and highly recommend it. And you can find the information on our website. And I'll talk about it before. But one of the things that we're doing today is that in our conversations as we prep for our podcast, Celia and I really began to talk about left turns. And you say, what is that? Well, I'm going to tell you, if your life hasn't taken a left turn yet, hold on, it will. And because it happens, right, Celia?
It happens a
lot. Left turns happen. And you know, I don't know of any great leader that can look back and talk about those left turns. And they can come any time. And because the most consistent thing about leadership, life is change, isn't it?
Yes,
so
exactly.
It is about that. So, Celia, I understand when you were writing and researching your book, mm-hmm. When you got to left turns, tell us what happened.
Yeah. It was the most interesting research finding, actually, that we had when we were talking about what result did we want to have, what impact did we want to have as a result of the book. And it was all about how do I transition? How do I navigate through failure? How do I be a great parent and have a great career at the same time? All these unexpected left turns that seem to throw you off your game, they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
The point here is that actually our lives and our careers are really built on a series of unexpected left turns that take us from one season to the next. Mm. And it's mastering your ability to be able to navigate through those unexpected left turns.
Mm-hmm.
It is the critical part of resilience and your ability to transition and build upon what you've already accomplished and not let it throw you off into, the left lane.
And, you know, you're so right. And again, most of us have probably done this, has faced these kind of situations, again, because it does happen. And Celia today is going to walk us through her research, walk us through how we've navigated some of those and how she's navigated some of those. I can tell you, I've had several and I can talk about that. But more importantly, we really want to get into the heart of this. And so, Celia, let's just dive in.
Great.
I'm ready because I know our viewers are going to love what you're going to share today. So let's do it.
You know, I think that in the concept of life and career, learning how to navigate something that you least expected is one of the most critical leadership skills that you can develop. And so my research broke down these kinds of unexpected left turns into things like a toxic workplace or a bad boss or misaligned values or job loss that you weren't prepared for. And then also in just your personal life and in looking at unexpected leadership roles that happen or opportunities, as we use the word at Walmart quite a lot, really looking at them as positive moments for personal and career change. So let's start on the work side first.
Okay.
So let's start with toxic workplace culture. So how many times did you work in a company where you would go, you would say, gosh, I'm not sure this culture is the one that I want to work in. I don't want to have to reshape the culture, which is where I would come from my, extensive experience in human resources. I want to add to the culture. Mm. But the key here is, what's the difference between a toxic workplace culture and a bad boss who's just not living to the culture? It's really important to assess if it's a bad workplace culture, which means are they rewarding, the same values that you're rewarding that motivate you? Are they living, is the company trying to live up to these higher aspirations and expectations of personal standards? Or is it a boss that's just not executing or leading in the way that's mm-hmm. consistent with the company culture? Don't make the mistake of deciding to bail out on a company too early if, in fact, it's just an individual that's not executing the way the company would want you to. And so really, you know, the tips that I give here is make sure you see the facts. Evaluate, is it a company issue or is it a bad boss issue? Because there are different strategies on how to navigate that. And then what are the organizational values and how are they taught and reinforced? And then what are the leadership qualities that you've identified within yourself that you want to live up to and use as your compass? And then what are you going to stand for and what are you not going to stand for? And so in each of these cases, it really starts with just asking yourself a few questions about what are the facts? What am I willing to stand for and not stand for? And then how am I going to move forward with my next step? Right. If it's a bad boss, what I recommend is have a conversation with the boss about how you can offer help to that individual. It may not be confronting that bad boss just directly with your bad boss. But helping them reframe how they might see some of their behaviors in a way that you can be a helpful agent to them. And how you can help identify when they're going into a situation and their instinct would not be living up to the values of the company. How can you reinforce? Here's another way that you might approach this situation. And ultimately, you're becoming a trusted advisor with that boss. I can tell you a number of times in my career where I didn't expect that I would be working with a leader that I got assigned to work with. Two in particular that I can think about when I was making the transition from Sam's to Walmart. I didn't expect to be making that transition. I thought I was leaving the company. But then other circumstances happened and I went in to see Lee Scott and I said, hey, you can't let me leave the company under these circumstances. There was lots of turmoil at that point in time about leadership behaviors that had not been living up to the standards of Walmart. And so he said, well, hey, I've got this new HR guy coming in. Why don't you work with this new HR guy and help him fit in to our culture? Well, Lawrence Jackson is his name, and I use his name because I learned so much from Lawrence. Now, he was a bull in the china closet. Were you there during Lawrence Jackson's time?
No, I wasn't, but I heard many things about it.
I'm sure the community, you know, out here heard lots of things. He was brilliant. He just, it was his approach that was one to just shock people. And then people would pay attention and he could, you know, make the moves and, and talent changes, et cetera. What I learned from him, so many masterful leadership changes he helped the organization make as they were transitioning CEOs at the top of the organization. But the thing for me is, he wasn't going to give me the answer to how I would best fit within the Walmart culture. Again, 16 years at Sam's, you think it's all the same. It's not all the same. They're different. They're same basic platform. But he was like, stop leading for, I knew you were going to be successful when you stopped leading for me and you started leading for yourself. And for the people that you lead. And it was such a brilliant moment for me. Breakthrough.
Great learning. You know, and as you were talking about these key points earlier, you know, the thought came to me, Celia, is that, you know, as you are navigating, and I'm you laid out, let's don't overreact here. Let's think about it as an individual. If you're in this, let's think about it. think deeply about it. Don't overreact.
Yes.
Like you said, okay, yeah. Just don't quit. Let's think about this. But, you know, one of the things that I would encourage, what you said, but what I would also encourage our viewers around is that, you know, go sit down and look in the mirror, because now you're looking at, it could be the issue or could be an opportunity when you look in the mirror. Sometimes, you know, I looked at myself and said, wait, I mean, I need to do some things. Okay, here are some things I need to do. But the thing is that you think clearly, very objectively,
yes,
about what I'll call the vision of your life, vision around your workspace or vision around your personal space, whatever that is. But think about your vision. What do you want to do? And are you willing to say, I am going to navigate through this left turn and learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
How can, to your point, how can I get better? How can I help the leader? What can my attitude be? What's my behavior to be? Things like that. So you, this is a great introspection opportunity for you to think through this clearly, objectively, and don't overreact. That's what I heard you say.
Yes. Well said, Andy. You know, yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. So that's, all right, that's, so, come on, let's go. Come on, this is good.
Okay. So what if you have a job loss? Like you're doing your job.
Yeah.
You're getting reinforced that, you know, what you're bringing and delivering to the organization is great. And then all of a sudden, the organization goes through some kind of transition and you end up being one of the ones that loses their job. I've been through several of those situations because my companies got sold and there wasn't a spot because the company didn't exist any longer. And the first time it happened to me, I thought, everything's been stripped. My ability to have control over my life has just been taken away from me. But in fact, that's not true. You may not have that job to go to the next day, but if you sit back again and reflect on, all right, who am I? What do I do best? What are the skills that I bring? What's the environment I want to work in? And you can navigate, you can take back control and not make the assumption that this just got done to me and I'm, you know, I have no value, et cetera. Take back control and say, hey, I'm still in control of what I'm going to do next. And where do I want to do that? Do I want to move? Do I want to stay? Do I want to change career, you know, industries? Do I want to stick with, in my case, retailing for 40 years? Those are all just big choices that you have to make. But often, if you lose your job, in a lot of cases, it really has nothing to do with what you did from a personal contribution perspective. Keep it in perspective that there are just circumstances that happen and they just force you to look at your life again and make different choices on how to move forward, but stay positive.
You know, thoughts I have around that, and it's, they're personal because I've been there, you know, and I know what I had to do when that happened to me, you know, when I lost my job. I had to think about, you know, I talked vision earlier, but then what I had to do, Celia, I had to think about purpose. And what I mean by that is that think of this. This is how, at least this is how, purpose is my steering wheel.
Yes.
Okay, and it's the thing that I can direct where I want to go now. Because when I thought, okay, I lost my job. Well, what are you going to do, Andy? Well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to grab hold of the steering wheel and I'm going to direct this life, this purpose, and use it to direct into this new destination now. So I had to think about what is that new destination. Where do I want to drive this purpose of my life, my work life now? What do I want to do? And because you stick this new purpose in front of you, and that's now your visual. And now you think deeply, again, back to thinking deeply, not the emotion. You set, find that great space. And mine's on a bike sometimes. Now, I have to, it's not where all the traffic is because that's not good. But I usually get on a gravel ride. It's not a lot of traffic. And I think deeply about, okay, where do I want to drive this new purpose? I have a new purpose. It's an opportunity.
Right.
What am I going to do with this? Where am I going to go? Who am I going to go reach out to, people that I trust to discuss this with and throw these ideas around? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, your energy begins to change. Oh, it's you have this loss. Now you begin to build this new, not only vision, but purpose. Mm-hmm. And so the other thing that I would encourage you to think about is not only your new purpose, but what organization, if you want to be a part of another organization, then you look deeply into what's that organization's purpose.
Yes, right.
Which maybe you don't want to go back to where you aren't happy, maybe, or you want to seek out that new organization with a new purpose, new vision, where you can be such a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, another change opportunity, but what are you going to do with that?
Right, right. Are you just going to leave it up for somebody else to determine where you're going to go, or are you going to take control of
right.
that situation?
Yeah. So grab that steering wheel.
Exactly. You know, love grab the
grab it and go with it. And that's what we encourage you to do, because it's gonna it happens to so many people.
Yeah.
And most of us have experienced it.
Yeah, misaligned values is the number one reason why people leave a company.
Wow.
Sometimes
makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
When you think about it,
exactly right. It makes sense because, you know, if you're working kind of against the values instead of in the flow of the values, so much harder to get to bring your best to work every day when you're working against values that are not aligned with yours. And so, just exactly what you recommended: take the steering wheel, reflect, and then think about what is a better environment. Research other companies. Research through your network, just as you said, where might a better place for me be if my values are misaligned here?
Right.
And you know, I when I coach people, I often start back with the exercise we talked about it in the last podcast, like, what are your values? Write them down.
Mm-hmm.
Prioritize them.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure that the decisions you're making are put against that lens of what are your top values.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, in a couple of my situations, family was so important to me. And I had waited a long time before we had our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was going to have children.
Mm-hmm.
But then when God blessed me with the fact that I became a parent, completely changed the way I prioritized things in my life. Mm-hmm. And family was much higher.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was going through a really tough time at Sam's Club, I mean, it was bad. Two things. I came back and I consulted with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And in one way, I was frustrated with them because I wanted to pick up and just move and let's go again.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, Mom, we need to stay here instead of making this decision to leave. So how can we stay in this community, in this environment? Well, that was very helpful because I don't think I would have gone and asked the questions that I did of the leaders at Walmart if my family hadn't said, we want to stay in this environment. So think about things from a different perspective, asking different questions. And then I would just say, when I came back and ended up over on the Walmart side, there were 12 more years of a career that I thought was ended.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't ended. It was just taking a different turn.
Right.
Unexpected leadership roles is what I call that.
That's a good, yeah.
And so they're also, you know, just as we use the word opportunities mm-hmm. so often, sometimes an unexpected leadership role actually is of great benefit to you.
Absolutely.
While you might not think moving across the organization laterally mm-hmm. is helpful, mm-hmm. the fact of the matter is it can really be helpful because it puts you in a situation where you have to think differently about how you're going to lead a team and what impact you're going to leave and how can you make the most impact mm-hmm. in that particular role that you have. And again, on the Walmart side, I was faced with that many, many mm-hmm. different times where they would say, well, now we want you to take this, mm-hmm. you know, over in HR, or we want you to do right. this in Walmart US. I mean, there hadn't been a role for change management executive, mm-hmm. and I would have never had the opportunity mm-hmm. to help transform Walmart US mm-hmm. into the healthy division that it is, the engine that it is. My impact was helping establish that new way of working at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't been open mm-hmm. to say yes to things I never expected I would get the opportunity to do, I could have missed all of that. Right. My career would not have been as rich.
Right.
So finding a way to say yes when you are presented with leadership, lateral moves or opportunities or things mm-hmm. that you think, why would I ever want to do that? Mm-hmm. Because there's lessons and there's growth right. that happens.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. It's good. I enjoy that. That was great, Celia, because, you know, what I was thinking as you were talking, I was thinking about the different left turns in my life.
Yes.
And I know when I was asked to come over on the people division side from the operations side, I went, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really think about all that, but actually you do know a lot about it because you grew up there. But the thing that is interesting, but me moving over to the people division and then what I launched after Walmart was absolutely, if I hadn't have done that, I don't think I would have been as successful. Mm-hmm. But that was That's such true. A great move. Something I was because, you know, we worked together and I was very uncomfortable because I had to sit beside people like you. And I was like, okay, you know, now how am I going to navigate this? I'm an operator. But then I began to listen and learn from so many others, you and so many others in this HR space. And it brought such great value to me as I began to learn and grow. And I found a whole new avenue of growth opportunity.
Mm-hmm. A whole new lane.
New swim lane. Yeah. You're right. It was one of the best things. Now I look back at my career, not only as operations, but from the HR standpoint, and you integrate your thinking there mm-hmm. because of the learning is so rich. And so the new learning. And I think that's what I want to encourage our viewers. When you have a left turn, then don't hesitate finding that new lane mm-hmm. because it can be so rewarding for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I would say the same thing. Mm-hmm. When the left turn of taking membership marketing logistics at mm-hmm. Sam's, what?
Yeah.
I never expected
yeah, right.
that.
Yeah.
That was a yeah. pinnacle point in my career.
It was. I remember that. Yeah, I remember when you did that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, what? Here's this HR person
yeah.
going to go run, you know?
Yeah. yeah.
These P&L yeah. responsibilities exactly. are Sam's.
Yeah.
And it far exceeded my expectations. But,
yeah.
you know, you finding your way to yes is really important.
Yeah. You know, one of the things as we move to the next, but one of the things that I've touched on briefly, both of us have, is right. You know, our individual passion we have in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find that passion in new opportunities, just like we both have mentioned.
Yeah,
new opportunities because see that passion is the drive that keeps us going. That passion of learning, that passion of opportunity. What we've done, when we got these new opportunities, we thought through it, said, let's go.
Right.
You know, and we talked about, you know, this purpose, but we've also about the passion. And you want to take these opportunities, as we call them, and you want to turn those in to let's go figure this out together. And in your attitude, your behavior, your passion towards this, it will change everything. So go for it. Mm-hmm. Jump in and go for it. Because when I look back, if I hadn't have done that and been passionate about it, I wouldn't have been happy. I wouldn't have been satisfied. And you sort of have to make your way there.
Yes, you do have to make your way.
You know,
way.
You make it.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, all great leaders have made their way. You know, they've done it through these tough turns.
Yeah, stronger and better with all of those. Two other comments I would make here. You know, now we're talking about really on the personal and the leadership side of change and turning a negative into a positive, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
But there are a couple of others that I just want to talk about, like moving to a new place.
Mm-hmm.
When we made the decision to come here, it was the third time my company had gotten sold. Okay? So job loss three times.
Wow.
And we made the decision to come here, and my husband decided to become a stay-at-home dad, mm-hmm. which was shocking to me because he was a successful architect. But he came here to Northwest Arkansas, and this was in 1994. There weren't a lot of architectural firms here. But what he said is, I want to learn about the community, and I want to understand Northwest Arkansas. Because while I am going to be a stay-at-home dad, I also want to be a contributor in the community. My point here is that make sure your spouse or your significant other that you bring with you in your family, help them get settled and comfortable and find their path.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you can help those others who are closest to you feel like this is an adventure and a journey and they're on it with you, versus that you come home every day and they're like, oh, I have no friends, I don't fit in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to help them navigate this journey mm-hmm. successfully. The outcome of that was my husband went to the Chamber Leadership Training Program, and they had to pick a project. And he convinced the group that the project should be to start the Trailblazers organization and begin to build bike trails here in Northwest Arkansas. So every time you talk about riding your bike or a bike trail, I think about that's the legacy my husband has lost.
Awesome. Yeah.
And he and that whole class stand firm and proud mm-hmm. every day. David's up in heaven, but the mm-hmm. rest of the guys are here.
Yeah.
And they couldn't be more proud of this legacy that they left in Northwest Arkansas.
Mm.
Think if we had never come here, that would not.
That's right.
It was somebody else may have done it, but you know, it may not have happened as it did.
So I think it's just a great example of the left turn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you came and look what the legacy that you just spoke about.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and we get to enjoy that opportunity. Hundreds, thousands of us.
Yes.
Get to enjoy that opportunity here.
Yeah.
That your husband had a part of.
Yes.
And that's a wonderful story. So you just never know what that left turn's going to do.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd just be honest. Did I think I was going to be doing a podcast?
Right, no.
But it was because of a left turn that I'm sitting here today with you. And Celia, and if I hadn't have went to the HR side, I wouldn't have known you like I know you today.
Mm-hmm.
And being able for us to be together and to be talking about these issues and these things and these wonderful opportunities. So you just never know about that. So when you think of a left turn, I know Sue's going to give us some really great points to close on here, but my last point would be you have to be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I call the relentless forward motion. You got to get up and go. And as hard as it is, as hard as that first step, whatever it is, that first step, that forward motion, you got to do it.
Yes.
Because if you don't, I don't think it might end well. I don't know, but it might not be as exciting as it could be when you take that step by step, mile by mile, to a new destination. Mm-hmm. You know, and I want to encourage you just to go do it. Deep down, bring it up, because I know it's hard. We've been there. It's so hard. But I want to encourage you today to take that step and be persistent, and then take that other step. And those steps come into miles. And those miles turn into such good opportunities in learning for you.
And do swim lanes, just
that's right.
as we described.
Yeah.
It's great, Andy.
Well, Sue, I know there's some really key points you want to close with today, because I really love those. So let's wrap things up. And Sue, why don't you just shake it?
Yeah. The four essential tenets for navigating unexpected leadership challenges and life challenges. We will post this so you can have a hard copy of it. But the first is define your bright lines. And we've talked about this, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Change can often just throw you off your game, and you really need to spend some time, just as you said, reflecting back on who you are and what motivates you, your purpose. Second is know the facts. Go ask questions. Mm-hmm. Don't make assumptions. Get your own set of facts to understand the situation. Excuse me. Third is show your true character. How you respond, how you choose to show up the next day after this unexpected left turn will define how others believe you are ready for the next challenge or the next opportunity.
I don't think there's anything that we've said today more important than what you just said. Show your true character. And then you've got great explanation under that again we'll post. That may be your turning point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to take that left turn and do something great.
Yes.
Or you're going to keep turning left.
Right.
And what Sue has shared with us today, we want to use that left turn as a right step for the future.
Yeah, making hard right decisions is how I talk about it in the book. Unexpected left turns result in hard right decisions. But
that's great advice.
It really, you know, if you show up the next day mad and angry at the world, then that's how people are going to assume you respond all big changes. But if you show up with humbleness and this is an opportunity to learn, this is going to turn into something positive, people begin to make different decisions about how ready are you for the next leadership role and how ready are you to tackle what's in front of you that was unexpected. And they will follow if they see somebody who's living up to their true character. And then last but not least is leverage your influence. Again, while you may have thought, oh man, now I'm totally out of control, I'm no control in this situation, you have lots of control.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And the control here is now start, okay, you're back, you're feeling solid, you're feeling confident. Now fill in the gaps and voids for where you want to take your career, where you want to take your life, and fill them in to live up to your purpose.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Well, Sue, another great conversation with you. Thank you so much. To our viewers, thank you so much for joining us. Our next podcast, we're actually going to continue some more thoughts around left turns.
Yes, we are.
As Sue said at the beginning, it's one of the most researched areas in her book. There's a lot of information she's going to come back and share, and we look forward to you joining us again. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Celia, as always, such a great conversation, and I look forward to this next conversation very soon.
They are great conversations, Andy. Thanks for letting me come on this ride with you.
Oh, yeah, we're having fun for sure. Okay, thank you, everyone. Again, you can always check us out our Servant Leadership Today. You can check us out there. And also, you can find us on our Doing Business in Bentonville website. That's dbbnwa.com. You can check us out there. We're integrated there. Again, thank you. We're your and we're always on your favorite channel, streaming channel. So welcome to everyone back next week or to our next podcast. We're looking forward to visiting with you again. Thank you, everyone.